Larry Summers was US Treasury Secretary under President Clinton, prior to which he was Chief Economist of the World Bank. He spoke to IBA Global Insight to discuss the US economic situation, inequality, and what actions he believes are necessary for President-elect Biden to take at such a pivotal moment for the country. He begins on a wider note, considering the importance of nurturing global cooperation, especially in the wake of a pandemic, going on to urge a rejection of a globalization that is simply in service to multinational corporations.
I think that national security is going to, in the new world, have more to do with the capacity to mobilize coalitions of cooperation than coalitions of confrontation. The common scourges of climate change, nuclear proliferation, pandemic, poverty are going to be a larger part of what threatens us relative to traditional military adversaries, and our priorities need to reflect that. It is roughly crazy that we have more people who are in military bands than we do in U.S. embassies performing diplomacy. I've written that we need to pay more attention to the denizens of Detroit and Dusseldorf than we do to those of Davos. Too often, the valid and good idea of free trade has been hijacked to support the commercial interests of global corporations. We need to focus our efforts to manage globalization more on issues like tax evasion through tax havens, races to the bottom in regulation, competition through permitting the erosion of labor standards, and the establishment of common norms. In the same way that an increasing federalization of decision-making in the United States prevented ruinous races to the bottom during the progressive era, we need that kind of enhanced global cooperation. But if it is seen as a project that is guided by and in service of global corporations that owe no allegiance to any country or owe no allegiance to their fellow citizens, then it's not going to work.
Summers explains how the current U.S. recession differs from previous recessions and the significance of a decline in worker power.
The increases in unemployment have taken place disproportionately among women. That's related to the nature of the jobs that have been lost, which are quite different from the traditional recession where manufacturing has been hardest hit. And the implication is that it's a particular problem for single-parent families, where a very large majority of such families, it's a mother who is the single parent. The implication is that we need to be doing much more to support children, because this is going to be a recession that's going to fall disproportionately on children. What has not affected other economies as much as it has affected the United States is the rather stark difference in the power of workers. And the power of workers in the United States has been impaired by the great reduction in the ability to organize firms, the great tendency of companies to maximize shareholder interests rather than to pay attention to stakeholder interests, the greater ruthlessness of employers in being prepared to downsize and lay off workers. And that combination of phenomena has had the effect of significantly increasing inequality.
Summers puts forward the steps he thinks both government and business should take to address inequality and promote economic reform.
We need serious progressive tax reform in the United States, and it's possible to have serious progressive tax reform that would actually, by eliminating a variety of subsidies and loopholes to particular activities, would actually make the tax system more efficient, as well as being more fair, and would promote economic growth. Beyond that, I think there's no reason why we shouldn't be leveling the playing field with respect to union organizing and coming down much harder on the many employers who, semi-legally at best, discriminate against those who are seeking to organize unions. I think we should seek to modulate the excesses of shareholder capitalism by doing more to empower stakeholders with respect to the objective function of companies. We should do more to celebrate model employers. We should do more to regulate so that we avoid races to the bottom as companies provide as little child care as possible, or as minimal health benefits as possible, or as little employment as security as possible to their workers. Most businesses want to do the right thing. And if they are enabled to do the right thing, they will. But if they face competition from a small minority of businesses that do not do the right thing, then they won't be able to do the right thing. So a proper regulatory environment, strengthening unions and other collective institutions of worker power, and more progressive taxation are all things we can do to reduce inequality. I think business leaders should focus on being good citizens more and on being charitable actors less. If business leaders didn't go to Washington to push against regulation, if they didn't seek special interest tax loopholes for their industries, if they didn't devote substantial capital to getting government fund finances channeled directly to their companies, if they supported the availability of an adequate public infrastructure, didn't work against those things, I think they would make a great contribution to our society. I think too many businesses think that they can open a charter school in their city and or contribute money to finding a solution for disease, or host a charity golf tournament, publicize it heavily, think of themselves as good actors, and meanwhile spend heavily on subverting the work of government.